What do they call this part of town? Bobby asked. Does it have a name?
These days.
Who knows? Ted said and shrugged. They used to call it Greektown. Then the Italians came. The Puerto Ricans, and now the Negroes. There's a novelist named David Goodis, the kind the college teachers never read, a genius of the drugstore paperback displays, who calls it Down There. He says every city has a neighborhood like this one where you can buy sex or marijuana or a parrot that talks dirty. Where the men sit talking on stoops like those men across the street. Where the women always seem to be yelling for their kids to come in unless they want a whipping. And where the wine always comes in a paper sack. Ted pointed into the gutter, where the neck of a Thunderbird bottle did indeed poke out of a brown bag. It's just down there. That's what David Goodis says. A place where you don't have any use for your last name, and you can buy almost anything if you have cash in your pocket. Down there, Bobby thought, watching a trio of olive-skinned teenagers in gang jackets. Watch them as they passed. This is the land of straight razors and special souvenirs. The Criterion and Muncie's department store had never seemed so far away, and Broad Street, that and all of Harwich could have been in another solar system. At last, they came to a place called the Corner Pocket Pool and Billiards Automatic Games Rheingold on Tap. There was also one of those banners reading, "Come in, it's cool inside." As Bobby and Ted passed beneath it, a young man in a strappy T-shirt and a chocolate-colored stingy brim like the kind Frank Sinatra wore came out the door. He had a long, thin case in one hand. That's his pool cue, Bobby thought with fright and amazement. He's got his pool cue in that case like it was a guitar or something.
Who a hip cat, daddy-o?
He asked Bobby, then grinned. Bobby grinned back. The kid with the pool cue case made a gum with his finger and pointed it at Bobby. Bobby made a gum with his own finger and pointed it back. The kid nodded as if to say, "Yeah, okay, you hip. We're both hip." And crossed the street, snapping the fingers of his free hand and bopping to the music in his head. Ted looked up the street in one direction, then down in the other. Ahead of them, three Negro children were capering in the spray of a partly opened hydrant. Back the way they'd come, two young men, one white, the other maybe Puerto Rican, were taking the hubcaps off an old Ford, working with the rapid seriousness of doctors performing an operation. Ted looked at them, sighed, then looked at Bobby.
The pocket's no place for a kid, even in the middle of the day.
But I'm not going to leave you out on the street.
Come on.
He took Bobby by the hand and led him inside.